This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. When a massive media company like Viacom sues a massive tech company like Google, sometimes it's the little guy who gets caught in the middle. Last week, Viacom sued Google for $1 billion, saying that it wasn't allowed to post some 150,000 videos owned by Viacom on Google's YouTube website. So YouTube pulled the videos off its site. One of them was of the band Bim Scala Bim. Mark Ferrante is a member of the band, and he joins us now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, thanks. So you were a member of the band Bim Scala Bim in the 1980s, and let's just listen to a clip of music from your band.
Not again. Responsibility. Pete needs a friend. I guess it's up to me.
So that's a good time. You guys had a few videos on YouTube?
Yeah. I'd periodically check in to see, like, which videos got the most airplay and what sort of comments people had for them and stuff. And the one that got the most airplay was the video of that clip, actually, you were just playing. And I was checking one day, probably last... maybe January, towards the end of January, and I went to check and see where the hit count was at, and the video wasn't there anymore. And you know, my first thought was like, oh, it's just some sort of a URL glitch or something like that. And then I had remembered hearing the story about, you know, Viacom suing YouTube and Google to, you know, remove the 150,000 videos. And I just thought to myself, gee, wouldn't that be funny if that was like one of them?
And was it?
Yes, and it turned out, like, when I actually logged into my YouTube account, you can see a list of the videos you've uploaded, and there was the missing video still there in the list, but next to it was a little note that said copyright violation. They have a place on the YouTube site where if you feel you've been unfairly pulled, you can download a little sort of legal form and fill it out and send it in, and it's like a counterclaims form.
Okay, so you thought that was funny because you weren't on any record label owned by Viacom or anything
right? Right, and, you know, my first thought was like, you know, who could possibly claim a copyright violation? And other than somebody else in the band complaining that I had posted it, which didn't seem likely, or maybe the director of the video, and that also seemed kind of unlikely, about 3 weeks after I had filled out the form and sent it to YouTube, they had emailed me back and said, oh, we got your form and we sent it on to the party requesting the takedown. And so I emailed YouTube back and I said, well, why don't you tell me who the party was who, you know, requested the takedown? I kind of think you have to do that at this point. And they said, oh, yeah, that was our mistake. Yes, it was Viacom who requested the takedown. And I was kind of annoyed at that because I was thinking, like, what claims could Viacom possibly have? And, you know, my only thought was that, you know, this video actually got some minor airplay on MTV2. And I thought, you know, are they claiming they own everything they ever broadcast? And I was just thinking, you know, that didn't make sense either. And,
well, let me read to you what Viacom told us. They said, quote, we are aware of the handful of errors that were made. And then they said that in the rare cases, where they made a mistake, all the video owner needs to do is email them with their username or the video's URL, and they'll review it and get YouTube to put it back up again.
And I did that, and they did repost it. It probably got reposted maybe last Friday or something like that. But, you know, it is up, and, you know, so, you know, in one way I have to thank them for their partial efficiency of at least getting it back up. It does seem a little funny that I sort of had to, I don't know, prove to them that I owned it when I owned it in the first place. You know, I don't know. It seemed a little backwards. You know, how many of the 150,000? I mean, they might claim a handful, but how did they come up with that number, really? And, you know, do they really have 150,000 pieces of property illegally posted on YouTube? I kind of doubt it.
Mark Ferrante is with the band Bim Scala Bim. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.